couple of weeks ago on The Rolling Wave, we had a full programme with the famous Kerry fiddle player Paddy Cronin talking about an equally famous fiddle player and the man who taught him, Pádraig O'Keefe. And people were very interested in Paddy and in that programme. I know that a lot of people listened to it subsequently on The Rolling Wave page on the RT Radio 1 website. And of course, Paddy himself was a superb musician by any standard, so we didn't get a chance to hear any of his music because he was talking about Pádraig O'Keefe's music. Paddy spent at least half his life in the USA, mainly in Boston, and we're going to hear a few tracks of his now, including the first recording he ever made, which was in January 1949. It's two jigs, the Munster Jig and Tell Her I Am, and he did a radio program with me in 1992, and he told me how that recording came to be made.
I'm going to ask you about when you made your first radio recording.
Where we made the recording was called The Plantation in Ballymacare or Ballyvodna, some of them places. But I was young at that time, and I wasn't paying too much attention to areas or something like that, you know. But I remember being in the house there with Seamus Innes, and there was not very many people there, you know. But they were very interested in music anyway. The whole family that was there. Very nice people and very, very dedicated to the music.
Well, we should tell people now, because it wasn't today nor yesterday.
Oh, no, it was about 43 years ago. Pretty soon it'll be half a century.
And how did it come about that you were asked to go there?
Dennis Murphy that told me. I missed him on Scatter Glen. Like, I was in another pub and they were playing there. But Dennis told me, he said, they want you, he said, to come up to Ballymacare, Ballyvodna. I forget exactly which place it was now. But anyway, this man told me that was the plantation, they call it, he said. I guess that's where the family came from, and they spread into Macroom and around like that, you know. But anyway, I went up and I played, and I went up with a bicycle.
How many miles from
Raybwee? It wasn't really, the miles were long, but it was mountainy. There was a lot of hills and the roads weren't so good in them days. So, but I could go anywhere that time. If there was road to hell, I'd go there. I was scared of nothing that time. If I had to do that with a bike today, I'd give it a good thought before I'd leave it.
Were you nervous at all when you made the recording?
No, that time, you know, you don't get nervous playing really until you get a reputation. But you know, when you get a reputation, there's a lot expected of you. And of course, that handicaps you. Anything you're doing, if you have no interest in it or something like that, you can sit down, you can play it. But if somebody says he can play it good, you say to yourself, well, I have to play it good. That's when it comes tougher. See, people that have no music and don't have, they can sit down. I knew people that could sit down and play it. They never played better than when they had a big audience and all this kind of stuff. But when you're more or less put on the spot, you know, you'll be tense because there's a lot expected from you. If somebody goes around all the time and says, he can play good, well, you say to yourself, well, I have to play it good now if he says so. If he says he can't play it, well, we can play it, you know, something like that. That's what happens with music, with any game. Probably, you know, any game is you're like more or less put on the spot. Well, it's tension before. Take Olympics, for instance. You take the guy just won the medal. He probably could do much better than that, but see, he's all keyed up. Marathons, all these kind of things. You're keyed up.
Well, you had a sort of a marathon trip then to Ballymacare, and I think one of the tunes you played was the Munster Jig and Tell Her I Am.
Thank you.
two jigs, The Monster Jig and Tell Her I Am, recorded by Seamus Ennis in January 1949 in the Plantation in Macroom in County Cork, which was the home of Elizabeth Cronin, who was a unique traditional singer herself. And that home, the Plantation, was a place where many musicians and singers used to visit for sessions. Paddy Cronin recorded just that one selection of jigs that night in Macroom, but I'm fairly sure the way things worked at that time that it was an audition. And in May 1949, he recorded another 13 tracks, again for Seamus Ennis and Radio Éireann, probably in Dublin. And he told me as well that he never heard them because he didn't have a radio at home in Ray Bui in Slievelocher in County Kerry. And very shortly after that, in 1949, he left for Boston. And also he said to me 2 years later when he came back to live in Ireland, in Killarney, that he'd no interest in hearing them when I suggested, because, as he said himself, any person that hears himself playing, all he says is, I could have done that better. So he played some wonderful music, but went to the grave never hearing it. But those discs have been preserved in the RT Sound Archives here all those years, 68 years ago to be exact, and we can hear them. And here's a selection now of three hornpipes, Cronin's, no relation of his, the Green Banner and the Fisherman. Thank you. May 1949, the 28th of May 1949, and those three hornpipes played by Paddy Cronin. Cronin's hornpipe, the Green Banner, and the Fisherman. And you have to excuse the noise there. I should have mentioned beforehand the acetate discs there. Quite old and a bit clicky, but the music does shine through, I would say. Now, fast forward to 1977, and one day Paddy Cronin came to the Radio Centre here in Dublin, in Donnybrook in RTE, and he was on a visit home from the United States. His wife Connie was with him, and again, he sat in the studio and played about 10 or 11 tunes. And we're going to hear some of them now. First of all, a reel, Jenny's Welcome to Charlie, and then a selection of polkas.
Thank you.
Lovely fiddle playing there from Paddy Cronin, recorded in September 1977. Jenny's Welcome to Charlie the Real, and after that then we heard a selection of polkas. And we'll hear another couple of tunes now from that same recording session. These are hornpipes. He plays one called The Drunken Sailor, which wouldn't be a Kerry tune at all. I only ever remember hearing it played by the late Tommy Potts. And after that then, he introduces a second hornpipe, which certainly is one from his own native Sliabh Lochra.
One of Fadley's.
Fitzgerald's Hornpipe there, played by Paddy Cronin in 1977, a tune, as he said himself there, that he learned from the late Paul de O'Keefe. I'm going to hear one more tune from him now before we finish tonight. This is the Munster Jig. We heard him playing it in 1949. This is a version he played on a radio programme in 1992. The same tune, but 43 years in between the two recordings. Paddy Cronin playing the Munster Jig in 1992 for a radio programme, actually, I remember, done in his own home in Killarney.